Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What you bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from us?
What?
While Shonda was promoted, Sunny out this smoke. Beast to be the host. Meech gun tote. Neesy, crutch. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen Bee and Diva. Featuring all y'all daily. But yet and still. Now y'all some bitch shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
What am I for trying to get us? Cause we're coming to blood clad town and make money. And surely I'll be. Never mind, go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them not like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So they are
been on the run for a minute. Got a gold from a dentist. Niggas mad cause I charge them 1400 like a stimmy.
And we running around your town singing gimme, gimme, gimme. And these niggas on crickets, I ain't talking about
you. You heard me before. If you niggas don't know, we run the block. Two on the show. Person, my bro. My cousin got the blicky on the side, just watch the dope. Ain't scared to tell Fiend, hell no.
Slam dunk on him, alley-oop.
Fire, fire.
I really true, don't make us do what we do. I hit three, probably two. Cation hot, by you. That bitch, a bugaboo. Take the one and lick the one.
Tell my girl, this is crazy ball hit out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. Go to my God, Jesus, crazy ball hit out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around.
Now who the fuck do these white niggas think they is just tryna set up on my block? Turn this shit up like I'm Oscar. Wipe this shit out like it's my block. We can shoot this shit out like I'm Lennox. Fuck your belly, bitch, it's a headshot. Split his soul, call me Chica. About to creep on everybody sleeping.
Who on that blood clot is this kid from New York City? Trying to talk some bullshit about my committee. Look, sonny, this nigga's moving funny. Don't be a dummy. We need to bounce like some bears. Me no talk about gummy.
If I see that, I'll be knowing this. Go get him. It's a marathon, hit him with a headshot. Ball in the back, what I take to the face. I'm a west side nigga, bang with a roster. Them niggas in black masks, they my partners.
Move around like a monster. Ayy, spit my lobster and my pasta. Yeah, them boys are shot.
Them I go chase us crazy ball hits out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy. Them not like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So here I go.
Welcome to the stage. I am your host with the hiccups. Beastie.
I'm here too.
A whole lot going on. A whole lot going on. Waiting for my co-host to come take over the show real quick. I got to dip out for 5 minutes. Yo, we got a big boy in interview tonight. It's going to be crazy tonight. Going to be a roller coaster. More ups than downs. Yes, sir.
Oh, I made it. Yeah.
How was your day?
Man, it rained. And I think it rained because of the way I was feeling today. So if that can equate to anything, I'm ready to turn it around, though. Have some laughs, some fun. Yeah, let's do so.
You know. Yes, sir. This interview has been long awaited. Yo, listen, I'm going to get into the song. I'm going to get into a song called No Need for President. And I want to see why this man should be voted for president while I try to get rid of these hiccups. Come back, turn up with y'all. We be back. No Need for President. He in the building. We in the building. My baby in the building. This the stage. We be back.
I done ran it up. Check out the check, had to add it up. So focused, they think that I'm at it up. Ain't got a business, I'm bossy, they mad at the fact that I'm back and I'm tatted up. Plus strategy, so I'm moving tactical. And I got shooters to back me up. And they gon' do what I'm asking for. Turn your little move to a massacre, abracadabra, voila. Back in this bit like ta-da. Freegus and JC and all of them guys. And throw all of them crooked police aside. The fuckers just do how they doing my kind. Now I won't talk about that on the hip. I'll gas, no brakes, I'ma dip for the chip. I'm a ape on a vibe, but I need me a grip. Simone Biles with that bag, I'ma flip. I get live for them pesos. Take a trip to the A for the payroll. And we got them case by the caseload. Some put away in the safe for the case closed. You know I was leaving it out for the million. Had mentally spending and God is my witness account. I was nigga that read that little print. Had to skip on that signature. Fuck was you thinking? I can't be going for Nathan. I'm knowing my work can't be purchased. I'm taking. I know all I needed was grinding and patient. Consistency mixed with a gift and some fame. Kick it different than many. I mimic the grace. Had to clear up division and pivot positions to take off. All step niggas get a baseball bat to the top. I'ma knock your whole face off. I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grind it and grind it and grind it and grind it. If I had to rewind it, I go back and grind it some more. Ball like I talk. I know, talk like I know what I know. Pop out, I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it, cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye. You drop one, retake 10. I'm talking your sister, your brother, your friend. They don't give a fuck, ain't no conscience inside them. Time for the real ones to rise. All of them yabbas and forties you posting, bro. Where was you at when they hit up Samir? Kaepernick took a knee. Cop took it back, took a life with it, guess you ain't seeing it clear. They sending messages, my reception good. I've been peeping this shit for a minute. Young is in the field putting work in to the ones smirking in it. Don't get offended, just play your position and get with the mission. You tell us a fuck when it come to your pigment, but tucking your nuts and be ducking them figures. Enough is enough, nigga, plenty is plenty. You hear me? I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grind it and grind it and grind it and grind it. If I had to rewind it, I go back and grind it some more. Walk like I talk it, I know. Talk like I know what I know. Pop out now, I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it, cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye.
All right, he's back. I don't understand. What's going on here?
There you go.
What? Something's going on.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yep. We can go ahead and bring Noni in. Noni won. Noni One. Let's go ahead and bring
waited,
him in.
Long awaited.
Welcome to the stage.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's an honor to be here.
Yo, listen, welcome to the stage. For real, this has been long awaited. We have been playing your music for a minute, especially that record right there. We have heard you. What's the name of the thing they got in Clubhouse? I've heard your music.
Yeah,
in
Clubhouse.
I've heard you everywhere. You doing your thing. We're going to get to know Noni. See what Noni got going on with itself.
Let's go. Bring it, man. I'm excited, man.
Let's start with this. How you get your name Noni? N-O-N-Y. Noni. How did you get that
one.
Name?
One. Noni came about from like a transitional point in my life where I kind of decided that I didn't want to be the focal point of whatever I do, more so just my message. So it kind of started out as Anonymous, and I just took the middle of Anonymous and created Noni. So it's the Anonymous one, but a multifaceted Anonymous one.
Okay.
How long you been rapping?
Man, y'all gonna make me reveal my age, but quite some time now. Certainly over 10 years. I started actually writing, putting pen to paper at like age 12. But I used to like even at age 8 and 9, I used to look up the lyrics to songs that I liked, and I would write their lyrics, and that's kind of how I got my start. And I just used that to self teach myself, you know.
That's what's up. I've never heard no one say that they would write the lyrics they heard. That's good training. So who are some of your influences? Who were you listening to at that time?
I wanted to be like cliche, but like Tupac was like one of my first, for one of the first artists that I listened to that I kind of wanted to see what he was saying in his lyrics. It was the Dear Mama record. And then, man, what was the name? Was it Rappers Delight?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? And then, yeah, So it was that. And then my stepfather at the time, he was like, he's kind of in the street, so like he was really into music. And TQ was another artist that I listened to a lot. Bun B, really UGK. And then as I grew up, I kind of developed into the Jeezy, T.I. Andre 3000 is definitely going to always be in my top three. Believe that.
Yes. Okay, Georgia, I see you.
Okay.
So
okay,
is that where
okay.
you're from? Uh-oh.
Yeah, my yeah. Born and raised Athens, Georgia, 706 Classic City.
Shout out to Athens. Shout out to Ms. Diva, one of our co-hosts is currently. She just moved out there, so shout out to Athens. Take care of our girl.
Oh, doubt. I actually don't even live in the city, man. The city's wild. So I don't live in the city no more.
Gotcha. Go ahead, BC.
Oh, it's my turn. So, who would you look forward to doing a feature with?
Is it coming?
Oh, I mean, like my dream feature?
Yeah.
So, like, I have a very specific dream feature. I wanted to do a song with Andre 3000. And Kendrick Lamar, and then I want Jay-Z to remix it.
That's very specific.
yeah, that's my dream. I look forward to seeing that come to pass, too.
Yeah, when it's going to come, it's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come to pass.
Sure.
It's really going to come to pass. You just got to make it happen when you make it happen. You know what I mean? Like I said, you got a lot of fans on the stage radio, man, and they love your music. They love what you're doing. Yo, that Noni for president, like that's a gold mine.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. I love that track.
So tell me about it.
What that doesn't matter.
It sounds like you was talking to somebody.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's no secret to what black people deal with in this society. And I don't think we could ever have enough voices to stand up for us. And me personally, I've had both good and bad run-ins with the cops. Some not of my own, some that I may have, you know, brought the attention to myself. But at the end of the day, the abuse is something that's just uncalled for. And I wanted to use my platform and my voice, my experience, as well as my boldness to speak about it. And I wrote that in the height of the Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd cases. And I felt like extremely emotionally tied to it. Like I found myself crying sometimes because it's just like, at what point is that going to be me or one of my sons? So, That was a way for me to get my message out. Like, and I don't condone violence in no case. I mean, I tell anybody to protect yourself, but at the end of the day, like, I felt at that moment that the only way they would stop executing us is if we executed 10 for every one. You know, it was just like an emotional outcry for what we go through.
Yeah, what you say? You rather your mama cry than mine? Hey, man.
Yeah, that's actually my brother. He got into an altercation with a guy like years back, like 8 years ago, and he told the guy that, like, he literally was like, "Hey, well, you stepped on me, because no, I'd rather your mama cry than mine," and it stuck with me, and I was finally able to convert that into something that people could take and hashtag it or live by it, whatever the case may be.
That line
in particular of that song, first of all, the whole song, everybody loves the song. Shout out to Unique Love. She's listening. From the time we played it, she looked you up. She's been listening to all your stuff. But that line, I find that I downloaded and I carry it. And in certain situations, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I can't go out like that whole hour. Your mama's not in mind.
Respect, yeah. That's definitely a move, yeah.
That's
so what you got coming up?
We are,
for the people.
Man, I got a lot.
What
actually,
you got going on?
I got a lot. I'm in the process of I recently incorporated myself as Noni One, so I'm taking every piece of me and pretty much kind of pushing it towards my platform as a whole. So from a music standpoint, I have a total project, but it's going to be kind of split in half. The album that's on the way is called The Set, but we're going to do a pre-release called Preset. And we'll be pretty much, it's not going to be on like the streaming platforms. We have a system that we're working out right now to be able to get our music directly to the consumer, and be able to get their direct opinion off of it.
Well, I hope it be, I hope it comes to stage radio.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely, like, I'm already ready for quarter three, 2022. So we got a lot of music recorded already.
That's
dope. Yo, little do y'all know, or let me put on, because I'm sure some of y'all know, now Noni was nominated for the Stage Ready Award. Shout out to him, doing big, big boy shit. Man, Noni is everywhere. If you like that Noni for president, go get it. Don't, oh, I like it. Oh, that's a great song. No, go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Where can they find it at?
Man, y'all can find it on all streaming platforms. You can type in Noni One. Actually, the easiest way to do it is go to Linktree and type in Noni One HD. Or you can just Google Noni One HD, and it'll take you to all my music. Yeah, it's Noni One HD on everything. And you can pick it up on Apple Music. You can pick it up on Spotify.
That is one of the biggest songs played here on the Stage Radio.
I promise you.
You guaranteed to hear it at least twice. It's the one of the biggest songs we play, and we minimum, right? And we guaranteed to enjoy it. And, yo, it'd be so crazy because my co-hosts, they pick up on different parts of songs. Every time.
Hey man, believe it or not though, believe it or not, I still, like, there are times when I listen to it and I still pick up on stuff. I do somewhat believe in the supernatural, so it's like, again, like, I'm writing from my experience and stuff, but like, I really let go and I put my all in it when I start writing. Like, if I don't feel it, I'll move on to something else. And that song really, really came out of me like that. And I'll still be catching stuff like, oh, man, I didn't know that's what I could have meant by that. You know, so I love that song. It always gets me in the mood.
So do you think that's your best record?
I do not. I have a
you got
track.
Better than that?
I have a track. I don't know where I'm gonna place it at. It's part of my Let Me Vent series. It's like a real, like, kind of, it's underground type, but it's pretty much where it's, when you hear it, you get a part of me. It's more of like my personal outcry, because I won't say I mentor a lot of people, but I connect myself with a few people, and I'm always, like, allowing them to vent or, you know, try to assist them with their issues. That's just my personality. And then, like, those records are a way for me to finally vent. So I think all my Let Me Vent records are my best records, but everybody else might think differently, though.
So what do you think about Noni for President?
Noni for President is one of my favorite songs of all time, though. It's definitely one of my favorites. And that's just because that energy, anytime I listen to it, it's like I just wrote it again. Like, I can remember the feeling of putting it in my iPhone and, like, recording it on my iPhone, getting ready for the studio. I like to prepare my music before I go into the studio. So, like, once I write it, I'm rehearsing it throughout the house, and then I record it on my phone, and I listen to it over and over, so that by the time I get in the studio, I'm ready. And I felt that whole experience every time I listened to that song. I could actually listen to that song like 10 times in a row. But I could listen to Let Me Vent too. I could listen to Let Me Vent like 30 times in a row.
Let Me Vent. He's been talking about this Let Me Vent. Do we have this Let Me Vent?
Right. We do. And Hold on, I'm gonna say this. We have LMV. Is that Let Me Vent? I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, that's it. LMV. That's Let Me Vent. Too.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead with what you're saying, Beastie. I just had to make sure.
Okay, Let Me Vent. I want to hear what the man vent, because he keep talking about this song like it's the greatest, and I don't think nothing right now is better than nominee for president. But we about to find out at the same damn time because I have not heard this. This is Stage Unique Love. What's good? Beaver, my boo baby, we be back. Nominee in the building.
I push this shit like a nigga push dope. If it make me rich, if it make me broke, I'ma take this risk if it take my soul.
Shout out to Yoda again.
I push this shit like a nigga push dope. If it make me rich, if it make me broke, I'ma take this risk if it take my soul. Tired of waiting on some shit that may not never come. Might as well give it all I got, can't get it when I'm gone. May not even answer my phone if it ain't money calling. Constantly thinking about a bag, it's on my money hauling. Had to cut some ties to many streams, turn to a puppet. I ain't saying I'm broke, I'm just sticking to my budget. Been a different kind of energy since they hit up my cousin. Lost my brother for some years behind that wall, she got me bugging. I'm all kinds of fucked up, feeling like my luck's up. Been doing this for years, yet it still ain't got my fucks up. I know my kids getting sick of my ass and distance is gradual. But you'll feel it over time, so you get to feel it like cash. Professor really goes close, but no cigar, keep it raw, rolling, hit the dope. Pray and hope to God that by tomorrow I let the ceiling go. Had it up to here, and if you want it, that's the ceiling, bro. I don't wanna feel no more. But I push this shit like a nigga push dope. If it make me rich, if it make me broke, I'ma take this risk if it take my soul. But I push this shit like a nigga push dope. If it make me rich, if it make me broke, I'ma take this risk if it take my soul. Survival of the fittest. A lost generation trying to find out where they fit in. You ain't hiding, let you icy, rocking diamonds in a pendant. How you signed it, someone else, that shit conflicting. But I get it, kinda want it too. Put away my thirst, I'm making hunger moves. I want the food, fuck the jury, clothes, cars, and hoes. I want the value booze and not the value menu. Things that don't depreciate, got kids, I'm trying to get enough for them too. Mind sharper than a ginsu, cold as an igloo. With enough memory of things I've been through, I'm always letting niggas vent, shit, let me vent too. Shit, let me vent too.
That's your favorite song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still a fan of Nominee for President, but that is still a great song.
Yeah. That was like a really emotional, like, you know what I'm saying? That's when I get to pour out on the page and stuff and man, I get to say what I'm really going through. And I don't feel vulnerable doing it. You know what I mean? It's almost like my therapy, you know?
Yeah, facts. So I got my co-host in the building. I got a couple of people in the building, like Unique Love. And I know Unique Love.
He listening.
No, I need Unique Love to call in. Because I know Unique Love love your music.
Yeah, Miss Love been a supporter for a very long time. Like, that's fam. That's not a fan. That's family. Yeah.
Yeah, since we've been playing your music, it's like since the first day we played your music, she was with the shit.
She was like, who is that?
So I need her to call. Right, who is that? Call in, Unique. I need you to talk to her. No need. Tell him why you love his music. So who are your playlists, man? Who in your playlist?
My personal playlist.
Tell me more about. Yeah, your personal. All right,
man.
Ooh,
I got some. I got some weird music in my playlist. I'm gonna actually pull it up, man. One of my favorite playlists. Let's see. Actually, I go to my artist playlist. I actually have an artist playlist on Spotify.
Okay.
Let's see here. Artist playlist. All right. I think it's Cat. I think he's from. He might be from Philly, I believe. His name is Rise Rashid. Actually, it's Rise Rashid.
Okay.
I said his name wrong before. Rise Rashid. He got a song, Heart on My Sleeve. Noni for President, of course.
Of course.
Two Chainz featuring Kendrick Lamar. Then there's Division. I don't know if y'all know about the. It's like a R&B producer duo. I think they're out of Canada, but it's Division, Nipsey Hussle, Boss Wood, Louis Capaldi, Jay-Z, Andre 3000, Bun B.
Okay.
Who else? We got Future, Jay Shalen, Party Next Door, Morey. I keep a mix on them. Is that Miss Love?
Shut up. I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Caller, you live.
No,
the
answer in the door. Hello. Right.
Oh, she came to play. Unique Love in a big.
My voice is about
Unique
gone
Love.
Last night, all that screaming and hollering, so.
Yeah, shout out to you, Unique. Had fun with Unique Love last night. But, Unique, you've been telling me that you fuck with his music for a minute since we played Money for President. You was like one of the first people that like, where or how can I find him? He here now. Talk to him.
Right. Certain times you be going through things and then like you would hear a song and it's just what you need to hear at that moment, like, and it was just that moment. And then I started checking more into what he had going on. He was giving feedback to different artists, helping them get better. Like, then he got different revenues, like he got the cheesecake business, but it just was somebody that was on their grind. So it was just like,
yeah.
I was just investing in it after that, like. You know, you got some people that just rap and that's see, like, I love seeing the beginning of an artist. Like, you could see so many more businesses that come outside of just music.
Dope.
Hey, that's love.
Well,
I appreciate every single word you just said. It's it's been a trying couple weeks for me, too.
And
it's always awesome to get that feedback, to hear that people are benefiting from what I'm allowing the world to see in my life.
I mean, it's definitely needed. In contrast to what we have to listen to now, which is why, you know, the stage radio attempts to curtain walls and barriers and say, hey, yo, this artist is not signed yet, or underground or independent. Have you heard them? Take a listen. And I think absolutely you are carving your own lane. Let me get the right words for this. What is it that you are trying to do in this industry?
Ultimately, I see entertainment as a platform to be able to get a message out. And my message, my overall message is just for people to never give up. My reason behind that is because you can't honestly say you gave it your all if you give up. Like, it should literally kill you
to get what you desire. And a lot of us, just because of our backgrounds, our raisings, I'm from the South, and, like, when we was growing up, grown people's favorite thing to say was, like, stay out of grown folks' way, you know, stay in a child's place. And we were always taught what not to do, but never what to do. And we often weren't encouraged to pursue our dreams. And so I just see the amount of impact music can have on a person, and the large quantity of people it can reach when you do it the right way. And it's a natural talent for me. I've been doing it for a long time, but, like, even back when I started, I felt like I had been ahead of my time. I just had to gain the knowledge to be able to do it. And so I just want people to be able to have that real second chance at life and just know that somebody is there as a voice for them and to them to remind them that you can do it. It's not too late. It's never too late until you're not here.
That's dope. So we always ask artists, if you can look back, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
Incorporate yourself. Turn yourself into a business.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing I would tell myself. Yeah.
That's important. It is key to generational wealth. I tell everybody all the time. Music is dope. Music is absolutely a lane and an avenue, but it's not the only one. Because especially if you're dope, somebody's going to come out trying to imitate your flow, whatever the case may be. So you have to always stay on top of your grind. Speaking of which, this whole cheesecake thing was not in the bio, so tell us about that.
So that was another learning curve I had to go through. But I started a cheesecake company like 7 years ago. My two favorite things were cooking and music. It's more so music now. But I came up with this recipe for cheesecake, just, you know, trying to build something. And this is the short version of the story. And I built it up to probably like a following of about 30,000 throughout the South, and, you know, spattered here and there too. And I didn't have the proper knowledge to be able to run an actual business. So that business itself is in the rebuild stage. I'm acquiring a new LLC for that business. But I mean, the cheesecake, somebody told me, is like a party in your mouth. That's how they describe it.
Okay, go ahead and give your social media so people know how to reach you to get more information on your cheesecake, get your link tree, and all that good stuff.
All right, so, yeah, my link tree is linktr.ee/noni1hd. And it has all my social medias on there, so you can follow from there. But any other social media platform, you can follow me at noni1hd. And if you're looking interested in the cheesecake, then you will go at Cheesecake to Go, and that's CheesecakeToGo, Cheesecake to Go.
Okay. So we're going to get into some drops and pay some bills. Before we do, tell us about the next song. Now, we have two more. Tell us about Two at a Time, and we'll play that after the drops. What's up with that?
All right, for sure. So Two at a Time was the song that got me back into music. One of the reasons why I say don't give up is because, like, I've done it a couple times, but it was always something pushing me back towards it. And so that particular song was a song that, I mean, it was a song before Noni for President. It got me back into getting back in the studio and letting my voice be heard. And it's in my top five of songs, man. And the feature on there, shout out to Quez D with our High Dollar Music Group. He brought me down to Albany, Georgia, brought me to this really dope studio, and we laid that track, man, and it was a hit to me. A lot of people still ain't heard it, so we're we're actually in the process of trying to rebrand that song and put it back out there in a bigger way.
That's super dope. So we're going to get into it. We're going to get these drops in, get into two at a time. We'll be right back. We still got only one in the house with us, and we'll be back.
Just the stage with Beastie and Nikki.
Welcome to the stage. I am your host, Beastie. Season 2 in his bitch. Cutter in his bitch. Sonny in his bitch. I am your host, Beastie. It's 10 o'clock. New music time. Let's
go. Hey, Mr. Wilson. This ain't no rap talk, no. No cap, no. I'm in the front of the top, put my zip on the map now. I've been grinding for days, put my life on the line, no I ain't lying. I'm on a bag chasing, I need two at a time, 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 two at a time. I'm on a bag chasing, I need two at a time, 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 two at a time. I'm on a bag chasing, I need two at a time, two at a time. The boss now calling shots. I'm running them numbers up. Money, you chop if it ain't about the money, bruh. Don't be talking, just go get your commas up. That's a posture be probably over your head like a halo. Baby orange with the feet of them fago. I know some shooter that boo when I say so. Only two options, get down to Lalo. Two at a time, pursue on your boo cause you cute and her booty a giant. Her best of your dime, trying to get next to me messaging both of they ooh 9 to 9. Blessing on all of the ones that look down on a doubt at me, look at me now. Look at me, tell her everything except my belly. Bet your body got it wild, piss around and be proud. And I need a bag, I need a bag. And I need it now, and I need it now. That money gon' double up. When you move out of town, move out of town. The truest around, moving maneuver, turn like the maneuver, but you used to clown. I stayed on my grind, so now I'm a shine. While I'm collecting it two at a time. Yeah. This ain't no rap talk, no. This ain't no cap, no. I'm in the front of the top, put my zip on the map now. I've been grinding for days. I put my life on the line, no, I ain't lying. I'm on a bad chasing. I need two at a time, 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 two at a time. I'm on a bad chasing. I need two at a time, two at a time, two at a time, two at a time. Time, two at a time. I'm on a bag chase. Need two at a time, two at a time.
I might get beside myself. Like it was two of me.
Like it was two of me.
I had to find myself.
I had to find myself.
And like I was losing me.
And like I was losing.
With nothing to lose.
With nothing to lose.
Ain't nothing you can do to me.
Ain't nothing you can do to me.
I seen the other side. So nothing is new to me.
Nothing is new to
so
me.
If it ain't lucrative, I don't want nothing to do with it. Cause I don't took loss out the loss. I gotta win, I'm going in. I paid the cost for me to be boss. It could've been worse. I almost got life in the pen, though I could've got put in the hearse. Chasing that paper and pulling the papers. I know that they'd rather see me on the shirt. Now I ain't trafficking, but I'm still lapping them. Getting this grocery, I'm double bagging them haters. I laugh at them, know that they counting me out of the race. And I still end up passing them. I been moving the shadows, proceeding to run it up. Trying to make good on the profit, wanna see it double up.
You see no rap talk, no. Ain't no cap, no. I'm in the front of the top, put my zip on the map now.
Yeah.
I've been grinding for days, put my life on the line, no I ain't lying. I'm on a bag chasing. I need two at a time, 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 two at a time. I'm on a bag chasing. I need two at a time, 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 two at a time. I'm on a bag chasing. I need two at a time, two at a time, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. That was dope.
Two at a time. Two at a time. Yes, sir.
That was dope. That was dope. That was dope. Man, what were you thinking about when you made that song?
Honestly, I was YouTube beat surfing. I don't suggest that for anybody, but I was YouTube beat surfing, and I came across that beat, and I just started writing. I didn't have anything in particular in mind. I just wanted to be able to get back in the studio and show people that I still had it. And then that chorus came, and it took me a while to catch that melody because I had never done the melodic type music. It took me a while to catch it, but when I got it, man, I got it.
So do you prefer the melodic type music or rap?
Man, I think I'm kind of balanced with that. And the reason why is because I really, really love R&B. Like, I really love it, man. I like slower music. But then I'm a fan of the art of hip hop. Like, I love battle rap, so I like bars. So when people can combine them, man, you got me as a fan, like, almost instantly. But I'm always going to be, like, diehard bars. Like, if you can't come with bars, I'm probably not going to listen to you for too long. It's probably just going to be, like, a phase if it's all melody.
Do you better rap?
I've had to get in the ring a couple times.
How did that go for you?
I may be overextended. I tried to make it more than what it was, which it was just kind of like an internet thing. But then I was trying to use it like to market my sound, and that part kind of backfired for me. But as far as that particular battle, yeah, it wasn't close, man. It wasn't close. I'll send it to you when the show's over with.
Okay, tell us why did it backfire.
Okay, because the way that I wrote the diss record, it was specific to a certain group on the Facebook platform. And so outside that platform, nobody knew who he was. And I put his song throughout the disc. So like other people were hearing, it's like, okay, who is he even talking about? And it kind of made people turn their nose towards my music because it's like, you just sent us a diss record and we don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah, let's just cut this off. We're not interested. So that's why it ended up backfiring. As far as like with the platform or the group that who was aware of the battle, it worked in my favor. But then I tried to use it outside of that to, I guess, maybe catapult my career in some kind of way. And, you know, it didn't work.
Okay. So what do Noni do on his spare time? Like, Noni, the artist is one thing, but what do Noni do on his spare time?
Man, I garden. That's my spare time. I like watching interviews. I'm going to always watch some interviews, and then I garden. I like my backyard garden.
What you planting?
Man, I got what Drake said. I got Eden in my backyard. Man, whatever you name. I pretty much got it in the backyard, man.
So you got some tomatoes and shit.
I got tomatoes. I got onions. I got peppers. I got what else? Beans, carrots, peaches, grapes, watermelon, cantaloupe. What else?
Ooh.
Banana. I got the banana plants. I got okra. Look, I got my girl here trying to help me name everything.
how is it going for you?
It's good, man. To be honest with you, I had to tend to some family issues, some personal issues the past week or so. So it looks a little neglected, but I'm back home now, so. I'll be able to tend to it and get it right. But we bust down a watermelon today. That thing was delicious.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I encourage everybody to get some type of garden, like whether it's a small patio garden, just something that you can replace with something that you put your hands to on the earth, that the earth produced it back to you, and you just get into it. It's a connection that you can't experience nowhere else.
Why do you encourage gardening?
Because I feel like we all came from a place where we were once connected with the earth. And regardless of anyone's personal religious beliefs, it's just kind of it's more like facts. Like your body intakes what's grown more than what's birthed, like, you know, meat and stuff. And I'm not vegan by any means, but I've tried it before. And I've seen the benefits of it, and I know personally, like I was at like 313, and then I started the garden, and I began to substitute certain things that I was eating with what I was growing, and my body felt different. I felt like I wanted to work out, and I just overall just started to feel better as a person, and just being in that space with nature is just something different. It's something I can't really explain. I'm writing a book on it, actually. As I'm figuring it out, I'm in the process of writing a book in regards to that.
Okay. So,
yeah, Noni One got a lot to bring to the table. Like, I'm not just a rapper at all, man. I got a lot that I wanted to bring to the table, man. I want to help people fix their credit, you know what I'm saying? Like, understanding money, just overall, just changing the narrative of the black community, because there was once upon a time when we were a thriving community in certain places. So it's possible for us to get back to that if we teach each other. A lot of us get the game and don't want to teach it. They want to keep it to themselves, but it's enough money for everybody. We just got to teach it.
Okay, so we already know, because you said you're good in the background, that there's a Mrs. Noni. How do she receive your music?
She inspires a lot of it, actually. So that's one of the biggest fans I got, for sure. Like, and she gonna hear it before anybody else hears it. Like, when I'm writing it and I'm rehearsing it, if I'm lacking with it, she gonna literally be like, "Man, pop your shit!" Like, you know, she gonna tell me to get it, you know. So, yeah, definitely a fan too.
Okay, there's a lot of artists who wish their girls, their wives, was a fan. I heard a man the other day say he quit music because his wife was not a fan. Do she make you want to quit sometimes?
No, I think she probably, like, I don't know, she might go outside my head if I quit, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think if my music wasn't good, she probably would, like, not support it. You know, I can't say that either, but it's like, if you're making quality music and you're making the necessary moves forward, if your significant other isn't supporting you, then you more so got to question who you with. You know what I mean? Like, regardless if I like your music or not, if you're progressing and I want to see you, like, I want to see you succeed and I want to see you chase your dreams, I'm going to support that.
So do you question yourself if your significant is not liking your music, or do you question her? Like, why, bitch, you don't like my song? Or, damn, son, maybe I am whack.
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't deal with that, but I would question myself first. And that's a more mature me. Understanding that the world does not revolve around me and that everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if she's listening to someone's music, then I would be more trying to figure out, like, okay, what it is about this person's music that you gravitate to instead of my music. And I would, you know, have to sit down and literally, like, check everything off. Like, is my sound quality as good? Like what is it? Is it the jewelry? Like, you analyze yourself first to make sure that you ain't the problem, and then everything else will reveal itself in due time.
Somebody tell this boy how to interview.
Okay.
What you got for him?
Okay. I mean, he pretty much covered the basis. I will say, as a woman who supports her husband in this industry, it's not easy. It's not easy to watch the ups and downs. It's not easy to watch the discouraging times and, you know, things like that. So I commend her. I do want to pat her on her back and say, I see you, girl. Keep going. He's doing a great job. But what lane would you say that you're in? So you know that there's genres, and now all of a sudden, they're creating different rap genres or different hip-hop genres. Would you say that you're in a genre of your own, or where would you fall on the spectrum?
Yeah. I would have to say, like, a genre of my own, because I guess it would be more like Southern hip-hop to me. Like, that's kind of what I am. But a lot of people don't hear that in some of my music, but, like, I embrace, like, the Southern hip-hop culture. Like, that's what, like, gets me going, you know. So if I was to pick a lane that's already out there, that's who I am. I'm a Southern hip-hop artist. Like, but if we talking, like, the new subgenres, then most certainly I got a lane of my own, because I'm going to cover as many bases as I can. I want to entertain you, and then I want to train you too. Like, I want to be able to feed you some information that you can leave with.
Back.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Athens, Georgia.
Okay, originally.
That's like Georgia Bulldogs, UGA. Go Dawgs.
Okay, so where you at? Cause you sound like Texas.
I ain't too far from that. I'm in Augusta right now, but I actually lived in Texas. I lived in Texas for like 4 years, man. K-Town, 254. Shout out to that long branch, LV 41.
Okay,
how was that?
Man, Texas is great, man. Texas is great. I still miss it sometimes, but I've grown from that person. That was a different person. That was before I was known.
Okay, where can the people find you at?
Say it again.
Where can the people find you at?
Oh yeah, okay. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Noni1HD. If you want to be able to find my music and be able to get to all of my social medias at once, you can go to Linktree, Noni1HD. That'll be linktr.ee/nonyhd. Nony1HD. Sorry.
Okay, we're going to ask you that a couple of more times before this interview is over. Just so the slow people, you know, could pick up on it. Because, you know, some people.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah. Some people slow. They don't know what
to,
you know.
What yeah, for sure.
Like, what he say? Hold on, I missed it. So hold on, one more time. Give us one slow people.
Yeah, one more time for the slow people. I'm going to get y'all up to speed. You can find me at NONY1HD on all platforms. That means if you scroll it on Facebook, you hit that search bar real quick, hit NONY1HD. My page is going to pop up. If you're on Instagram, you get to the top of it, hit that search button, NONY1HD. And even if you're on Twitter, I don't be there a lot, but I do post sometimes. You can go up there, hit that search, NONY1HD. And while you're at it, go ahead and log into your Spotify, your Apple Music, and pull up Noni for President, add it to your favorite playlist. NONY1.
Yes, sir.
Are you out there in Georgia? It's hot as hell.
Man, let's talk about
hot as hell. Do you smoke grown-up cigarettes while you out there? Do you drink? I don't know. Time to tell us about it. Because I can imagine.
I've never really been a drinker, except for when I was in Texas. But I ain't never really been a drinker like that, and I definitely don't smoke cigarettes. This week had me stressing, though. I almost picked up a Black and Mild.
I said grown-up cigarettes.
Ah, yeah, grown-up cigarettes. You mean like the California cigarettes and the Oklahoma cigarettes? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm a connoisseur of such, yes.
Okay.
That's what we let me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually where I pull a lot of my inspiration from as well.
Do you drive your woman crazy when you got the beat just playing on repeat?
Nah, I mean, sometimes it'd be her fault. Like, she might just start rapping some stuff, and I'm like, oh, dang, I want to hear that now. But it's my music. Like, yeah, I don't think so. Normally, if I got it on repeat like that, it's because I'm on the road, though. Like, and I travel, like, so from here to home is like an hour and a half one way. Yeah, you can play a song a couple times between then.
Yeah,
definitely.
She rap.
She write a little bit. I don't think she's built up the confidence to get in the studio yet. But we finna see soon though.
Bars.
Yeah.
Can I pop your shit real quick?
Movie. She models. I know, cliche, rapping a model, right? But she models, and she's in the new Aretha Franklin movie.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, she did some background acting there. So what else? What magazines you got featured in? Essence Magazine, Bronner Brothers.
Hold on. Give her your phone. I'm about to give my phone to the WTW. Give her your phone. Let her talk to the WTW. Because she doing big shit. Hold on. Give her your phone. I'm giving mine
so
to the WTW.
Silly.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
He is so silly. Hey. Okay, so he said the WTW because on Wednesdays, I take over the show. We play what we want to hear, and we talk about what we want to talk about as the women take over. Okay? So that's why he handed it over. So tell us your name and all that good stuff. So we cannot call you Mrs. 91.
My name's Rochelle. I go by also Bombshell. I model, as you were saying. I just got into acting. I did some background acting in the Aretha Franklin movie Respect, and that was a really dope experience. So I feel like I definitely do want to do some more acting in the future. But, a lot of things going on with COVID, so I'm just trying to figure that out still, trying to get around acting and traveling.
Yeah, COVID has kind of put a halt on everything. I have a friend of mine and moved from Virginia to Georgia for acting, and she also was in background in the Aretha movie. So I think that's really admirable and really dope for you to step out like that.
Thank you.
Of course. Give your social media so they can check your model flicks and stuff like that.
Okay. I've got a link tree, too. I just made look that up. But I also have a website, and that's bombshell.com, and it's B-O-M-B-C-H-A-E-L. And let me pull up my link tree.
Shout out to everybody.
Trying to get all my link tree.
Right. The Stage Radio has a link tree, too. Y'all better know it.
Okay. I think it's Bombshell on there, too. Yeah, so it's linktree.com/bombshell, and that's B-O-M-B-C-H-A-E-L. And I have my pictures and a couple of things on there. And I just did a music video, too, that was on BET Jams. So I got a link on there for that. I was featured in that. So a lot of cool stuff. We're trying to travel the world and do some cool things, create art, teach the people.
I think it's dope that you have all of that going on. You support him. Y'all do the family thing. Hell, y'all even gardening. I just want to high five the black love. And it can be a little cliche. Everybody's like, oh, black love. But no, I really want to say industry that he chose to be in, it's not common. And for him to share his spotlight and his interview and just highlight you as his lady doing great things, and the fact that he asked you first where you come from.
Yeah, I want to say this.
That was dope.
I want to say this.
That was dope.
I want to say this. That was dope. But I would love to have you sit in with the ladies one Wednesday on a WTW. I'm going to have her get your information, because I think what you're doing is awesome. I salute you as not a black woman, not a white woman, but as a woman who is doing it and supporting, not only doing it, but while you're doing it, you're supporting your man. So I salute you.
Thank
Queen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. It's not easy, and I know I live that life. So keep going, keep grinding, and you are always welcome to sit in with us. Call in, kick it, talk your shit. It don't matter. That's what we do here. You're welcome at any time.
So, hey, look, Diva, let me ask you, who was your friend that moved from Virginia to Athens?
Her name is T. Green, or Tisha T. Green. She is a nut job. She's a really funny person, really open, really personable, but her name is T. Green. Shout out to T. Or Tisha.
Asking because my aunt just moved from Virginia to Athens, probably within the past month. That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay. So T's been out there, I want to say, 2 years. And she's done a lot of background atmospheric work. So, like I said, it's not easy. And especially with COVID, I commend y'all for just stepping out and still doing what y'all got to do. That grind is no joke.
Good.
And I caught it. I caught it, man. I had it earlier. What was it, this year? I just lost my great grandmother to it too. So that's a
Grandma.
Real thing to me. But you know, I understand. It's an uphill battle for a lot of people. But if we just prepare ourselves and protect ourselves and do what we got to do, then you know we'll get through it. Like everything else that happens.
I spoke to Noni during the pandemic on the website they call Clubhouse. And how did you make it through it? Because I asked you this on Clubhouse. But how did you make it through it? Like, you are an artist. You are an established artist. Your wife is doing things. How did you all make it through it?
I mean, like, honestly, it was kind of the garden, like, mental. We had to, that was a spot where we needed that break. And I feel like the world benefited from that break if they took the time to see what was really happening. Like, the world was at a standstill. You wasn't in such a fast pace, and it was like, at this point, you're forced to look in the mirror at yourself. Without the makeup, without the haircuts, you know, and it brings you back to, I don't want to use the word humbleness, but it brings you to a humility, a level of humility, if you will. So the gardening thing kind of helped as far as healing on a mental health issue. I mean, not an issue, but on a mental health level. And, I mean, me and her, we wrote it out, like, We was here the entire time. I had an uncle who was my first manager, but he had a construction business, and that was still in operation. So I would make a few dollars through there, and, you know, doing the Instacart thing. But the studio that I had, it didn't close down, so I was still able to make music. I had my Lysol with me, and then that actual physical bat with COVID. Now, that was just me kind of like, I don't know. At some point, I just decided I wasn't going to let it take me out. But it certainly makes you feel like it's over with. I just remember, like, maybe like day three or four, just like, I'm not going to make it out of this. And at the same time, my phone had got disconnected just because, you know, I hadn't been able to make the money that I was normally making. So I was in fear that I wasn't even going to be able to reach out to my loved ones and let them know. But she was here, and she helped nurse me back to health. And once I got back on my feet, like, we was back to it. And it was like just making sure we were safe and protecting ourselves. But just getting it, because you realize that tomorrow ain't promised to nobody.
Right.
And if it all ends today, right. Could you say you put it all on the line and you made it happen?
Right. Hey, it's like, to look at 2021, it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like it didn't exist, but it did exist. I had a couple of people on my friendship page on social media say it didn't exist. But it did exist. And you had to live with your wife. Yo, shout out to my wife, too, because she made it happen for me. Because I was nervous. I was scared. Fuck that. I was scared. And she made me live through it. Like, this what we doing. No new fears. Shout out to all the wives. Did your wife make you live through it?
Yeah, like when I say I was down, like, I ended up having to go to the chiropractor. Like, I was messed up. And, like, I'm the type of person, honestly, when I get sick, I don't even want nobody to be around, especially her, because, like, I'm from the South. I like, kind of old school as far as my morals and stuff, a little bit. Definitely evolved a lot, but, like, I don't like for her to see me weak. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the example. I'm the leader.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so she put herself at risk, you know what I'm saying? And I had to admit that, like, without her being here, I really don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how that roller coaster would have been, because she certainly was, she got the meds, you know what I'm saying, and was making sure that, you know, I was trying to do something and not just, you know, lay in the bed and die.
Yeah, my wife, man, she made sure I had what I needed. She went to the store. She put herself, again, at risk to make sure I had everything I needed and everything I wanted. And she put herself at risk daily, not once a day, every day. She made sure I had what I needed. She made sure my daughter had what she needed. She made sure the bills was paid. Like, it's crazy to understand. We went through a whole year. Are we still going through it? Now we going through a new, what's called Delta?
Yeah, man.
Now we going through some new shit.
Yeah.
It's like these women.
Yeah.
Shout out to these women for stepping up for these men, because these men, I don't care. I can't speak for most men, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
And at the end of the day, if a woman closed her legs, she can cut off civilization.
Right. Facts. Yeah. So did you get your shot?
Oh, nah, man.
Why?
Nah, just because I made sure that I don't be like out and about in a way that I put myself or my loved ones at risk or anybody else. but I'm a firm believer in research and Israel, like not to spook anybody, but Israel and the UK, they were 75% to 80% vaccinated as far as the country is concerned, and they've had very huge spikes in cases of people who have been vaccinated in the months of July and the earlier parts of August. The deaths are nowhere as you know, high as what the first go-around was, but it most certainly still was hospitalization involved. And the creator or the CEO of Pfizer hasn't taken his own vaccine yet. So I'm waiting to see, like, you know, what a normal test would be. My aunt that I was telling you about that just moved from Virginia, she was at the university there, and she was saying the entire university was pretty much in awe, because any time that they come up with vaccines or remedies for something, the test is a mandatory minimum of 5 to 7 years. That's the test period before they can even try to pitch it to the public. And, you know, again, I'm just waiting it out. I'm not anti or pro. This is just like my personal decision to, you know, continue to wear a mask, make sure if I'm not feeling well that I'm not putting myself around others, and just pretty much waiting this thing out. Like, I survived last year, and you know, what I'm doing is working for me, and I don't encourage anybody to do anything outside of what they research and feel comfortable doing for themselves, but just be mindful of others as well.
Yeah, I had one of my cohorts, she's a female, she said we made it. But we made it through what? Because the COVID is still existing, the COVID is still living, the COVID is still killing people. People are still dying today. Dying today. Like,
yeah, for sure.
How
like
did
I said,
your
I,
wife?
I literally just buried
how did your
great
wife?
Grandmother.
Yeah,
how did your wife get through it?
I don't think it didn't hit you that bad, did it? Like, I mean, like, I had, like, a pretty severe case, and, yeah, hers was more like a flu. Like, she dealt with it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it was on her, but, like, it took more of a toll on my body. And I will say, she's very, very
oh, you've had
already.
The COVID.
Yeah, I had it. Like, I was. Yeah, she doctored me through it. She caught it from me by helping me. Like, she wasn't going to leave. Like, you know what I mean? So, man, it's just a little two-bedroom house with, like, just a few doors on it. So, either way, I couldn't really quarantine from her. Like I'm always running around, or at least trying to, like always on my feet, especially with the cheesecake business. I'm in Florida one day, I'm in Mississippi another day, and then back in Georgia. And at that particular moment, I was going to Columbus, Georgia, which, and it was what? It was like 30 degrees that night. Like it was really cold, man. And I didn't realize what I had.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you took us a lot of shit, and my stomach started.
So you, let me tell you, I'm gonna catch you up. So when your mic glitched, Unique Love mentioned his cheesecake business. I know where you at. I know your stomach. I already know what part piques your interest. So he also has a cheesecake business, and the people are like, yeah, it's a party in my tummy. So yummy.
Okay. So you make cheesecake?
Yeah, man. I got probably some of the dopest cheesecake you ever taste, man. They say it's a party in your mouth.
So you got to deliver?
We working on the shipping right now. We got a couple of trial shippings coming up at the end of this month. Basically, I wanted to wait till the heat of the summer died down a little bit before I begin to try my shipping, just because it is a perishable item, and I want to make sure that people receive it in the condition that I ship it in, and it's a safe temperature to eat. So.
Okay. So what if I didn't care about the safe shipment to eat, and I just wanted something right now? How can I get it?
Hey, man, look, you can tap into me. Since it's you, you can tap into me on IG in the inbox, and we'll get that cracking for you. Like I'll take care of you.
I love cheesecake.
Listen, have you ever heard of a banana pudding cheesecake?
No, I have not.
I got a banana pudding cheesecake that tastes just like banana pudding and cheesecake made love and had a baby.
Oh, my. I need to have it. Banana pudding cheesecake? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Make sure you tap into the inbox. I got you.
I'm going to tap in. Right. Tap in right now, Nikki. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I need right now. Hey. I need it right now.
And then I think I'm going to call it Noni's Cheesecake. That's what I think I'm going to go with. Noni's Cheesecake.
Yo, as artists, I need y'all to listen to what this man is saying. Y'all need to have a plan B, because how can I say this? A hit record on the radio costs a lot of money.
$250,000.
$250,000. Yeah. So, at $250,000, if you don't have that, you're not getting a radio campaign. So, I need y'all to have a plan B. Because $250,000 is a lot of money. So, I need y'all to have a plan B. And this man got a plan B. But his records, we ain't ready. Because his records is huge.
Speaking of, we got one more. And we're going to get into some drugs. But we got one more. STFU.
Oh,
shut,
man.
Shut the fuck up.
That, yeah. Yeah, we turned up on that one.
Why they got to shut the fuck up?
So, originally, I tell you, like, some of my best work comes from when I'm driving. And I was going to Columbus, and one of my producers, I got like two or three producers that constantly, like I've worked with them on a regular. And this was after my YouTube beat days. So I made that mistake before. And then like seven people had the same beat I had. So I started working with actual, like networking and working with producers. So one of them sent me a little beat pack, and we moved forward with the transaction, and I got the MP3, and that beat is knocking. And I'm like, I just come up with the lyrics, and I'm rapping them as I'm driving. I can't even write them down at the moment. And then when I got to the studio, I didn't have a hook. So I was like, I want something that's like, out of the ordinary for me. Like I'm normally not as bold, like with that type of a chant, like shut the fuck up, you know? So, and I did it, and a lot of people didn't like it, but a whole lot of people loved it. So I ran with it.
Well, let's see where we at. A whole lot of people liked it. Found it.
Yeah, I think we had 8,000 spins on Spotify.
Okay, then.
Tell me if you liked it. We be back. No me. Shut the fuck up.
I'm a king like Kitty. Bitch, you gotta see me. Try me, I know how to make a pussy leak. Nene. Snatch me with the neck, and if she catch it, that's a TD. Bro, gon' shoot the actress if we need it. Shout the TD. They ain't fucking with me, they got ED. Laughing to the bank, Mike Jackson. Hee hee. Give me 6 feet, won't let you see OVID me. Veteran, not a peewee. I'm one of the elite. Speaking currency fluently. Getting money ain't new to me. You end up with a eulogy. Talking what you gon' do to me. Pussy pop till we pop up and take the top off your noodle. They been plotting to stop us from shining without the jewelry. Quit the faking and foolery. Fuck the flexing, we with it. I done ran up a check. Let's get it. You ain't down to ride. Then get to walking. You ain't talking moolah. Then why you talking? Bitch, shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. 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 Translation. If you pay me my new motto, I might kick it with my bottles. Eating tacos out in Cabo. On my space boy, Molly shit. Oh, I feel like Cabro. Going digital. I bet you wish you knew what I know. Bought that whip cash. Ain't dealing with no Kano. It ain't by the bag. I ain't feeling that little combo. Give them hell till they crack their cell. Hope feed me Armando. For my baby cars, they wanna see they problem. We gon' do an extra, extra large for the small talk. Give me 6 months and I'ma give them something to talk about. Money in the bank now, don't worry about what car about. Confidence on my flesh, only rocking what I own now. Gotta move cautiously, they be playing in my hometown. Notice I'm watching like Rolly, they see that I'm on now. Lazy and hated, I made it, go and get your own now. Got my weight up, like way up, can't wait up. Bitch, shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down. 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 Bitch, shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down. 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 Shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down.
This is Dirty Herb, a.k.a. Dirty the Herb Man, out of Fayetteville, NC, and you listening to The Stage Radio. Make sure to share it with your GF, your BF, and anybody that be left. Holla back.
Yeah, this your boy Show Shot S. Dot, man. Straight from Nine City. Y'all know what it is, man. When y'all rocking in Nine City, y'all know who to rock with. Beastie and The Stage Radio, bro. That's just how we get down, man. Let's do it, homie.
Yeah, man, you don't know a little Ike Edison and we say big up that stage. You don't know it going on. Yes, at that stage of the vibe where everybody wah-wah. Yes, yes. And we say, who know of them vibe? You tell me where they want to do now. Yeah, man.
Nani, 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 me ranking boy. Pass it through. Big up that stage radio. Pure niceness. Greetings from Tanzania. Kaboom!
Yes, shout out to everybody that's listening to in Tanzania. Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Americans
Jamaica.
Say Tanzania. But they say Tanzania.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
All right. Because we say Tanzania. But that man said, yeah. Play the drop again. Let me hear how you say it. Play the drop again, Nikki.
Nani, 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 me ranking boy. Pass it through. Big up that stage radio. Pure niceness. Greetings from Tanzania. Kaboom.
He said Tanzania. I ain't gonna hold you. I just wanted to say radio. But he said Tanzania. Tanzania. Not Tanzania.
How do you always expect and drop too? I just wanna put that out there. We're always accepting.
Oh
drop.
Yeah, we need some
money. Somebody got
drops.
Them grown up cigarette.
We need 90 drops. Oh yeah, we need
yeah.
some 90
drops. Well, yeah.
So is your name Nani or Noni?
I mean, you got free range to pronounce it how you want to, but it's anonymous, so technically it's Nani. But you know, you can say Noni.
Like Poo Nani.
Like
yeah,
Nani.
Like Poo Nani. Poo Nani, not just Nani.
Oh, God.
Look,
he's silent.
He's weak.
Nani like Poo Nani. Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
Shout out to Nani Layla, too. Shout out to Nani Layla. She got,
shout
we
to
share Nani, a similar name.
Nani Layla. Shout
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, she's a dope artist. Yeah.
Yeah, shout so
check
to her.
Out, check out that
you know
back
what?
Yeah, that's
you fucked me up because now I got to hear this tattoo before I get back to more questions. I got to play this.
Man,
now.
Let's go.
Nani.
Yeah, stuck on.
Yeah, I
like
got to hear
tattoo.
This.
Let's go.
Yeah. We be back. This is stage.
To.
Shout to Nani. Nani Laila. This her
Nani
Laila. Don't get cash.
Oh, hold on, ma'am.
Big Rich, don't get gassed. Shout out to
oh,
my
yeah,
God.
Big Rich, man. That dude there,
no,
man. He's
yes,
a pro
sir. Yes, sir. My guy.
That's my boy.
Hold tight. We got.
You did
before
that.
Before we jump into tattoo. He did that. Before we jump into tattoo, I do want to say. We also have You Thought, QDH and Sean Dollars, and Sorry No Sorry. I want to hear one of them. Can I jump into one of them?
Nah, before tattoo, I need to hear this right now. No, sir.
Double feature.
No, sir. We be back. Let's go. Tattoo. Nani Laila.
I gotta always jump whenever you say jump. Devil in my bed, always fire. I feel like I'm stuck. Call me with a smile. And I had thought this was just my luck. But here we are with what? Wish I never gave a flying fuck. Should've ducked you. When you don't listen to your friends though. Why? Because I try to keep my shit low. All exclusive. Had me out here looking super stupid. Caping for a victim, never needed Brucey. Should've gave your ass the Batman. Can't afford the track, but then would've blew some racks, man. Just to get your ass handled. Petty ain't my style. I let you play with all my love. You try to hurt the child. But now I gotta hold a grudge. All because an apology is empty without action. Do not bother me with all your begging and your asking. Nah, nah.
tune in for the message that I think you lacking. No hating in my blood, but I despise you with a passion. Sorry doesn't fix that, you ain't try. Sorry doesn't give me back my time. Sorry never got me, no way. Sorry never got me, no way. And I'm sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know. Sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know. Oh, oh. Yeah, I'm sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know.
Too many stories get pushed out the way. Emotions get looked over. Sorry I'm still in my ways. So hop in the swallow when shit done change. But the truth is, shit been different. If the camera's trying to paint the whole picture, broken mirrors ain't never been clear. True wrongs all right, don't make no difference. But if the past keep coming up, why would I lie? Sometimes I made you cry. Quit wasting time. I ain't never wanna leave your side. Baby girl, I can't read your mind. You was my Bonnie and I was your Clyde.
And we went not by my side, no, no. Sorry doesn't fix that, you ain't try. Sorry doesn't give me back my time. Sorry never got me, no way. Sorry never got me, no way. And I'm sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know. Sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know. Oh, oh. Yeah, I'm sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know. I'm sorry that you're sorry, doesn't know.
I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Drawn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted you. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Permanently indebted to you. But though that's so like who is selling to you, I like I ain't got to sell it to you. Netflix and chillin', we kick it in Hulu. My warrior, my Zulu. I ride them like it's Susu. Do hell and back with wings attached. I walk that with my tutu. And when I fall, he pick me up and kiss on all my boo-boos. I sit perplexed, I won't care vex you, but invest in you. And that's a bet, let's get the grind around your bus and shekels moves. And you know you my...
This is another Your Stage Radio exclusive party mix.
I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Drawn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted you. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Permanently indebted to you. But though that's so like who is selling to you, I like I ain't got to sell it to you. Netflix and chillin', we kick it in Hulu. My warrior, my Zulu. I ride them like it's Susu. Do hell and back with wings attached. I walk that with my tutu. And when I fall, he pick me up and kiss on all my boo-boos. I sit perplexed, I won't care vex you, but invest in you. And that's a bet, let's get the grind around your bus and shekels moves. And you know you my sucker, sucker, sucker. Big fire gone bust. Carry a big sip and keep his lips on us, nana. He keep his lips on us, nana. Drawn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted you. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Drawn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't
couldn't leave if I wanted you. I wouldn't leave if I'm running with a solid reason I like this. And you can get it anywhere and anytime. On my to-do list and you even on my mind. It's something by the way you keep an appetite. Breakfast in bed with the pennies on the side. To decide on my life, give me your words and make it the bond. And now, give your life that you could put that on. I ain't got no champagne, which is talking champagne with ya. I'm the victim, I'm the killer, I'm the pressure, I'm the healer. Give me pressure, make me feel it in my chest like a hiccup. The round table, hold it down and let me lift ya. Get from around the kid before my daddy bring the blitzer. Dick me down, dick me low, I'm calling a nigga with you. I love, this a perfect picture, yeah. My love, got a shawty slipped up, yeah. And I am high, yeah, I am high. You got me high, you got me high. Don't know you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted you. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent.
Who?
I mean, Badre.
your face, you are wearing a frown. The way you dance, girl, you're looking real happy. All I know is you're moving a fatty. Hey, 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 girl, you're moving a fatty. Hey, hey.
Yes, sir. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Man, 5 years, hopefully still in perfect health. I see myself owning probably two more businesses. What else? Music-wise, I see me at least going gold on the chart. I have a goal to be gold within the next 5 years, and man, at least own my first two houses. I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Nah. Okay. Nah, that's amazing that you can even think like that. You know, you got some artists or rappers that be like, oh, I see myself the number one rapper of the year, this and the other. Oh, you worried about the wrong thing. So I commend you.
Yeah, man, a lot of people's attention is on what they can receive out of it, but I think when you focus on your attention on what you can give, you'll receive way more than you expected.
Right. It's what I can give to the hip hop community.
Yeah.
Is what makes me great. What I can receive make them great by giving it to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I like that. I'm gonna have to take that one with me, man. I like that one, bro.
Okay. Yeah, tell me what you, Nikki, what you got for him?
I just want to, you know, thank him for a good interview. Like Beastie said, you know how to interview. A lot of artists are missing that element. They just want to rap. They don't really acknowledge the business side or anything that comes with it. So you made this dope song. You're trying to get out there. Now what do you do? And they don't get that. So I always ask if you can turn around and tell an independent that looks at where you are and you're their first goal marker, how do they get to where you at?
First thing you want to do is incorporate yourself, and then you want to trademark your name. It's very important to do those things because anybody can just come along and purchase you, and they literally own you, or you got to figure out a way around it. The next thing, yeah, for real, the next thing you want to do is legitimize yourself as a business. Get a business account, a business phone number, a business email, some type of landing website, and try to get all your social media platforms to one handle. That way it makes it easier for people to find you. And just
that's
to be
how
the
you
investment.
Get the blue check.
Yeah, yeah, your username. Make sure it's try to get that the same. Networking will always increase your network. You can always find somebody that's a little bit further along than you. And don't be afraid to invest. Like somebody, like paying for features is more of an investment in your own career than it is for that other person that's charging that. You know, it's just all about how you leverage it. And at the end of the day, you want to be paid for your features too. So don't be afraid to invest in your craft, but just make sure you got your business in order. If your business ain't in order, because it's a music business,
So there's two parts. You have to have the music, but you also have to have the business. If not, you're just making music. So if you're looking to do it as a career, just make sure you get your business together. Study some business and then specifically the music business, and never stop learning. Just don't stop learning and don't give up.
So how do Noni, how do you get a feature with Noni? And what's the bag?
Oh, man. Right now it's $350 for the feature. A very, very reasonable. And then I work with budgets. Like, I've done features for free. It's just all about where you're going with the music, what you're trying to do. If you got your business in order, man, we can work out some back-end type stuff, making sure you register with a PRO, whether that's BMI or ASCAP or CSEC, get with the Harry Fox agency to make sure that you get, you got your stuff in order, we can do business, you know, but you want to reach out to, you can hit me at Noni1HD on Instagram, and I'll get you my management information. She just makes sure that the business side of things is organized, and it helps keep me accountable because I can't be late for anything. You know, I can't miss out on certain things. So that's why I deal with the manager. But, yeah, man, I work with pretty much any budget.
Who is your manager?
Oh, man, Kai with 81 Media. So, yeah, shout out to Kai, man.
Shout out to Kai for doing what's time.
Go ahead.
Noni
was not only on time for his interview, but he was a little bit early. FYI.
Oh, yeah.
He understood
yeah,
the assignment.
Yeah, because if you're on time, you're really late, you know, because you got to get set right. up, you know what I mean? So, yeah,
shout out to everybody. You got to understand, as an artist, you got to be on time for everything. You do not want to look goofy and be late enough.
And
you
got to
show an interview.
Yep.
Because promoters, shout out to all the promoters that's listening. They listening. Shout out to all the producers, engineers. They listening. And they don't want to hear, oh, Noni came in, interview started at 9 o'clock, and he was there at 9:34. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
Nah, because they not, now they know how to deal with Noni. Oh, this motherfucker going to be late. No. Wouldn't it be something
yeah.
if we get Noni down in Miami in February?
Okay, so boom, this is how this goes. We, every 6 months, do our The Stage Radio Awards, in which you were nominated for one, for Noni for President, and you have to get the votes or what have you. So we wanted to shake it up a little bit this year. This is our 9th season, our 3rd year of doing this. We've grown so much. So August Awards, we had it in New York. February's award, we're going to Miami.
Hey, you know what? So, that sounds perfect because we've been trying to get that trip to Miami. Not only that, right? But you said February?
February, the first weekend of February, February 5th.
All right. So, all right, because he got an event. I think that event is around Valentine's, so that gives her time to, you know, give us time to be back so we can handle that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's right. That's the month before the album drops.
Boom! Y'all heard him. Y'all heard what he said. That is a must. So February 5th, The Stage Radio takes.
Hold on. He's still not saying if he was going or not.
He said,
oh, yeah, yeah, let's make that happen. Yeah, no, we making that happen.
Yeah, we
man.
Know.
We making that happen. You heard it.
yeah, we making that happen. I'll get with Kai and we can put together the details and the itinerary and we'll go from there.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, man.
We're
gonna have to link before the actual award show though. Like, I want to build with y'all on you know, in a personal way. So I have to get down there a little early or something.
Man, we just too easy.
Right, I'm gonna drop his personals into your inbox, and we can definitely do that.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Yeah. Yeah, this is a dope interview, man.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to play Noni for President again. We're going to play this Noni for President again. I got the hiccups. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these hiccups. I got something wrong with them. But we're going to get into these Noni for President again. And my producer is going to go back, save with you, and get you all information and get any information she needs.
Look at this guy.
All right, for sure, man. Hey, real quick, I wanted to shout out D Dilt, man. Devin Dilt is the producer behind Noni for President, and this kid ain't even been making beats for like a year, man. When he had only been making them for like a few weeks when I had got the Noni for President beat. So shout out to D Dilt, man, because he done went up since then. Big shout out.
Y'all better tap in. Y'all better tap in. Hey, we will see y'all tomorrow. We're going to go out with Noni, and we're going to hit you with the 2.0. Noni don't go nowhere. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Business, I'm bossing. They mad at the fact that I'm back and I'm tatted up. Plus strategist, I'm moving tactical, and I got shooters to back me up. And they going to do what I'm asking for. Turn your little move to a massacre. Abracadabra, voila. Back in this bit like ta-da. Freegus and JC and all of them guys. And throw all of them crooked police aside. The fuckers just do how they doing my kind. Now I'm gonna talk about that on the hip. I'll gas, no brakes. I'm a dip for the chip. I'm an ape on a vibe, boy. I need me a grip. Simone Biles with that bag, I'm a flip. I get live for them pesos. Take a trip to the A for the payroll. And we got them case by the caseload. Some put away in the safe for the case closed. You know I was leaving it off for the minute. Had mentally spinning and God is my witness. Account almost negative. Read that little print. Had to skip on that signature. What was you thinking? I can't be going for Nathan. I'm knowing my work can't be purchased. I'm taking. I know all I needed was grinding and patient consistency. Bitch with a gift and some faith. Kick it different than many. I mimic the grace. Had to clear up the vision and pivot positions to take off. All step knees. Get a baseball bat to the top. I'ma knock your whole freak off. I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grinded and grinded and grinded and grinded. If I had to rewind it, I'd go back and grind it some more. Fall like I talk it out. Talk like I know what I know. Talk like I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye. You drop one, we take ten. I'm talking your sister, your brother, your friend. They don't give a fuck, ain't no conscience inside them. Time for the real ones to rise. All of them yabbas and porters you posting, bro. Where was you at when they hit up some mirror?
Do they want the light? I think they want the lamb. I'm trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want